Hey everyone, Dudley here. What you're about to listen to is the highlights reel from our murder mystery party this November. It ended up being about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes, something like that. And then I trimmed it down to these 12 minutes worth of highlights that I think are absolutely hilarious. And I hope you enjoy them as well. If you would like to join us for future events, we do this in Discord server once a month. This upcoming one that we're doing in December is called Who Slayed Santa Claus. So you can join either as a participant or a spectator. It's a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy the highlights reel. Without further ado.
Lumi, I think that it's really funny that you have something to say about this right now, seeing as how you never get anything right. You can barely get the forecast right. People plan their events based on your forecast, and that's wrong. 98% of the time.
The weather is unpredictable, but you know what's not? A recipe.
Oh, yeah.
We did have a 5-star review prior to London becoming a chef here, and now we only have a 3.5-star review.
Sounds like someone's getting fired.
I would love to fire London, honestly, but my gran would be remiss.
You can't fire me, Alex. It's not possible. I mean, your restaurant.
It's really bad. Only. I'm just waiting for gran to die. I'm just waiting for gran to die. I agree. Let's put our differences aside and try and enjoy this dinner tonight.
That depends. Who cooked the turkey? If it was London, I'm going to McDonald's.
Maybe we should have cooked dinner between family like I wanted, Alex.
Maybe that would have been better, but
we can't even get along as humans. This is why we need machines.
And you just had to incite these interlopers who post negative reviews after a fender bender that was Scout's fault. I'm sorry, there was something stuck in my throat.
Was it that dry ass sirloin from last week?
No, that would be your dry ass taste buds. Thank you very much. Anyway.
I know exactly how to do it. We fire London and rehire Rue. There it is.
Well,
I can build something better.
Rehire Rue. When the times that Rue did show up, they showed up late. And when they did show up late, they did an awful job.
Wow, Alex, it's almost like traffic doesn't exist in your world or something.
You all
it
may
won't
be
exist with machines.
To hear that grandma is worsening in her condition. So perhaps soon I might be able to fire London in the near future.
I think we really should trust Nevada's reviews. She's an excellent writer, just like I am, because I am the ghostwriter of many best-selling books.
Want to admit it.
Oh, look at that. My family's fucking bringing it in. What do you got, dreads?
Well, Zilch. You guys also have insurance fraud and blackmail and collusion.
That's a lot of legal words I don't think you understand, sir.
London, even your family hates you. Have you noticed that?
My family doesn't hate me. We just are working on our differences. It's called dysfunction, and 96% of families in America have it, and yours is one of those families. So I think that's real funny. Pot kettle, pot fucking kettle.
Do you know what those are? Have you ever been in a kitchen to even know the analogy?
You would know that if you would take the time to honestly review Dread Steakhouse instead of, you know, publishing that filth that you seem so intent on.
I feel like I need to explain my writing process to you.
Her filth is beautiful.
It is. I'm really good at what I do. You're not as good at what you do, as you can see in my reviews. I walk in the...
Look, as unpredictable as the weather is, I am merely human. We all make mistakes.
That's I can stretch. Predict that you're going to be wrong. I mean, that's pretty...
Are you sure about that?
Alex, how dare you give our recipe, a dread recipe, to a fox? Who are you?
No, fuck it up like you. Simple.
Well, it's about the future. You know, the idea is that not that we're eliminating jobs for people, but that people won't have to work. Unemployment could be a good thing.
But what about passion, drive, human connection?
You could do that in your household, not in a restaurant.
People aren't even making money now, so how would, you know, the government or whoever would be implementing it be saving people's lives when they're just trying to find ways to make money?
We'll always need people to act in movies except for none of you because none of you have any acting talent.
Oh my God, Alex, did you know that Gran had COVID? God damn it, you were supposed to be watching her.
Listen, it's fine. COVID is a myth, and that shot is only used to track you by the government.
Trust me, the government wouldn't want to track any of you.
Now, I'm going to keep looking at my cell phone device that has a microchip in it if you don't mind.
Gran.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're having fun at Thanksgiving.
It's lovely to hear. I hope you're feeling better.
You sound fine.
I hope that you're staying off of TikTok this time.
Oh no, I made a new TikTok today. It was fabulous. I learned a new dance.
That's lovely, Gran.
I told you, they kicked you off before for sexual content. You can't post the things that you've been posting. Well, because, Gran, there are underage persons on TikTok, and there's no age verification, and so you can't just talk about your times in Amsterdam. No, you can't just talk about Amsterdam and your time there in public like that.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. My phone cut out. What was that? I'm going to need you to speak up.
Don't mind him, Gran. I hope you're feeling better.
Gran, you sound great. I hope that you feel better so soon. Alex is a lying piece of shit, but we love you so much.
Okay, well, I got to go. Some teenagers yelling in my comments section.
I mean, you're not often right about the weather, but you're still human, and that is totally rude of them.
Exactly, exactly.
It could also be the fact that you were talking shit about people during the weather forecast. Maybe you should kind of sort of keep it about the weather, maybe?
Look, I call it how I see it, all right? And sometimes the forecast calls from some piping hot tea, all right?
Okay, well, hey, guess what? Your grandma has a fucking TikTok. Maybe she could teach you how to make one so that the forecast could be about the weather instead of whatever the fuck you're feeling today.
I offered to cook this meal, but Alex, wouldn't let me. I don't even understand that. Alex hasn't cooked a meal in 12 years since he was the head chef of the steakhouse. But, you know, he said I could assist. I mean, I haven't done that since culinary school because I'm just so world-renowned and famous.
Holy shit, you went to school for this? They should have flunked you.
Seem kind of high. I have a funny story. If anyone's interested,
go ahead.
So, do you guys know that Scout got this hideous tattoo on her back? So, okay, it's like a centaur, and it's like standing in the forest. Okay, it has Bill Gates' face, and it's eating cake. Okay, and she showed it to our mom, and our mom cried. It was just, it's just really fucking funny.
You think
mom
that's
has
hilarious.
No taste, and it is beautiful.
Bagel bites are the best, yo. Don't not bagel bites. They keep me sustained while I'm busy down in the basement doing manly shit that needs to get done.
Oh, maybe I should put that on a list for one of my next blogs. I'll review bagel bites. That's such a good idea.
Rue, you're lazy. It's why you're lazy.
Okay, Scout. Maybe calm down. Listen, Alex, you keep talking to me about being fucking late. You came into work 25 minutes late one day. You're the goddamn boss, bro.
I did not come in late ever. In fact, if it seemed like I was late, it was probably because I was early for the day before.
Okay. It what?
If Rue, I had to fire you too. You're always late.
Now, I'm going to take it amongst myself to figure out who all this blackmailing shit is, because that's not right, first off. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and I'm going to make sure that we get it sorted out, because if there's anything that Rue is good at, it's everything.
What is going on?
Your fucking sister has been murdered, Nevada! Have you even been watching?
After eating something that you helped make?
Okay. I would just like to point out that Alex made most of this food, okay? I just assisted. I mean, you said it yourself, Rue. I was only boiling water.
Oh, this bitch. Oh, my God.
I definitely didn't say Scout was my best friend. I mean, I think that she's actually kind of a fucking troll, especially since she was going to be the one
to get... Don't talk about my dead sister like that, bro.
I will drag your ass out to the dumpsters and fight you.
I will go ahead and read the preliminary forensic examination report.
Alex, you can't even read it without stumbling.
Everybody, shut up, London. Shut up. No. Ooh. now. The serological request.
Unless this is a very oddly shaped table. Who fucking purchased this?
I believe your family did.
Your sounds about right. Restaurant.
Hi, kids. I was just calling. This COVID, I swear. Grandma, no! I'm fine, sweetie. Shut up. I was just calling to check on everyone. I just got a call from the Fox's grandmother telling me that something...
Is Granny okay?
Yeah, your grandmother's fine. That's not what I'm... Don't interrupt me, child. That's rude. Respect your elders.
Sorry, ma'am.
I just called because I heard about Scout. Is it what's going on? Is everyone all right?
It appears that Scout was poisoned by an unknown assailant, as far as we know so far. We are trying to determine currently who had the most means and motive.
Have you figured anything out, Nate? You know how I love my stories.
Nothing conclusive yet. We have narrowed it down to three potential suspects. It seems like it must be either Nevada or London or Rue.
Oh, it could never be sweet London. We just love her and her fantastic cooking.
Thank you so much, Gran.
Well, I know that you believe that, Gran, and I love you. But I must be frank. London had the means and the motive and the opportunity.
Okay, Gran.
So we can't rule anybody out
this whole time. Don't believe a word he says. Okay, he's just waiting for you to die.
Aren't we all? So am I, Alex, sweetie. We've been here long enough.
I just want to jump in really quick because I hear my name being thrown around and my name thrown around with London and Rue, and I'm just not quite sure how we narrowed it down to those three. I must have missed that. No, I'm just confused how we got there.
Well,
hold on, sweetie. I'm running out of minutes. You just hold on.
Granny, you have an unlimited plan with Verizon. I got you that for Christmas.
No, you know that's a lie. Those things are never unlimited. It's a scam, sweetie. You're paying too much.
I'm paying for your cell phone.
I'll call and check on you later. I'm destroying this kid in the TikTok comments.
Nevada, since the topic came up, what is your experience with the dark web?
I don't even know how to access the dark web. My blog is located on the light web.
And now a word from a few of our patrons.
Hey, so this was super fun. It's really good because if you're really great at improv, or even if you want to try improv, this game really keeps you on your toes. And it's so much fun to like throw bits back and forth with people and just be able to have a good time. You get clues fed to you, so that way you don't have to come up with them off the top of your head, and they're free to read off in the DMs as you go. It's great.
So if anybody wants to come by Deadly Server, it's a lot of fun. And while this is my first time practicing improv and things like that, I think next time I'll definitely spectate, as there are a lot of great people who improv and a really great time to listen to. So definitely come by.
So the Murder Mystery Parties, even as a spectator, there's still a lot to do. You can still interact and text chat and everything. And it's just really hilarious because you can just like throw shit back and forth. It's really hilarious. You don't have to worry about actually talking on voice if you're not even comfortable with that. There's sometimes extra roles you're able to pick up if you decide that you want to on the off chance. So it's really fun. Come join us.